Mr. President, today I rise and ask my colleagues to support Senate Bill 959, which would provide additional dedicated Medicaid funding to nursing facilities that serve a substantial number of patients who require ventilator or tracheostomy care. The Medicaid funding shortfall for nursing facilities that specialize in providing this care has existed for over a decade. Senator Laughlin and I introduced this important legislation before anyone knew about COVID-19. But these concerns and the need to ensure continued access to these providers is only heightened by the global health pandemic. We hear every day about the need for ventilator equipment and the services provided by just a handful of facilities in Pennsylvania. We cannot allow these facilities to close. Currently, just 13 facilities in the Commonwealth treat more than 300 of the state's 700 patients who require these services. If we lose any of these key providers, we lose regional access to this care for families. These patients lose the places they call home and risk their lives relocating to hospitals where the care is not only four times more expensive, but extremely dangerous for their already compromised, highly vulnerable immune systems. We lose these providers. We lose these Pennsylvanians. It's that simple. The lives of these patients could be threatened if they are forced into hospitals, especially now with the risk of COVID-19. The time to act and finally help ensure these few providers are able to continue providing life-saving care is now. We cannot protect ventilator and tracheostomy-dependent patients' lives without these nursing facilities that already have the specialized equipment, supplies, and the trained staff in place, all which require extensive expenses from these facilities. Thank you to Senator Dan Laughlin for co-priming this legislation with me and many of our colleagues who have aided in providing strong bipartisan support for this measure. I urge an affirmative vote on Senate Bill 959 today for the hundreds of patients who rely on this care and the thousands of us who may need this care one day.